Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. We're going to empower you. That's what we're going to do. Magical Engineer Frank and I have a great show, and thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. We're going to be, for the first part of the show, we're going to be talking about health perception. Real important, how people view their health. It's amazing what I found. Also, if we get time, we're going to be talking about alchemy. We haven't talked about alchemy in a little while. Some people don't even know what that is. So we're going to talk about that and a quack report. And before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to righteous men and women in uniform. I'm lifting this nation up in prayer. I'm hitting the knees. I'm seeking the Lord's face. Hope you are too, because mind the time, it grows short. So today's devotional is putting us in Luke 12, where it says, "And seek you not what you shall eat or what you shall drink, neither what you are going to be doubting in mind. And if you, and in Matthew 8, it says, and he says unto them, why are you fearful, O you of little faith? When he arose and he rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. And Jesus said unto them, Thomas, because you have seen me, you believe. Blessed are they that have not seen, yet they do believe. That's right. And if you don't ask, you don't receive. And if you're going to ask in faith, believing. And therefore, you will be answered. That's what the Lord promises, and he can't lie. And mind the time, it grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. All right, first up in the quack report, here's a report for women who get artificial fertilization, vitro, other types of fertility treatments. This was a study that was looking at heart failure of women. This is the European Society of Cardiology. They were looking at women, those who received in vitro fertilization for fertility reasons, were at a higher risk of heart failure. According to the American Heart Association, they say 1,000 out of, to about 1,300 women who get artificial insemination in vitro procedures, hormone treatments every year are at risk of having cardiomyopathy issues. So the study shows that cardiomyopathy is 5 times greater in women who are having these fertility treatments. So they want women to be aware of that, their discomfort, like maybe hard to breathe and swollen ankles. It may not be just pregnancy. It could be you have a heart problem. Researchers from Hanover Medical School said that pregnancy rates of artificial fertilization vary between 10% to 50% per cycle, according to the method. So what this means is, women may have to go through multiple rounds of fertility treatment if their pregnancy doesn't start or if they lose one early. So that just compounds the risk for heart cardiomyopathy. So be aware of that. And last but not least, we talked about the coronavirus Tuesday. Well, now they're saying, researchers in the United Kingdom are saying that more than 250,000 Chinese people are going to have the coronavirus by February, early February, which kind of, you know, kind of smacks at that lower rate of 6,200 cases. That's what they were predicting. So also the WHO has declared a global coronavirus pandemic because it's transferred by person to person. They confirmed that transmission. 15 countries now have cases, apparently, including the United States. And they just concluded an emergency meeting. Full global pandemic was declared. So, of course, if you've been listening to this show, coronaviruses are man-made. They are targeting men between 30 and 50 years of age. Over 73% of the patients are male, so the coronavirus is targeting males for some reason. So boost up your immune system. Have things handy. Want to cleanse the airway? We got lots of things that help cleanse the pulmonary, so you don't have to worry about things that you may be worrying about. So call the folks at Apothecary Herbs; they'll help you out. And that wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Okay, so we're going to be talking about this health perception. You know, a lot of people, you know, what's the first thing you see when you see a person maybe you haven't seen in a while? Their greeting is, how are you? Right? And most people automatically say, hey, we're fine. We're doing great. Well, do most people believe that they are relatively healthy, even if they are taking one or more daily prescriptions? Well, the answer is yeah, they do. The National Health Interview Survey showed that 82% of adults 65 to 74 years of age rated their health as excellent. So the perception most people have is that as they age, it is normal and expected to have to use drugs in order to function in daily life. So patients get this perspective from modern healthcare. Now, the average person does not see the big picture using a drug therapy for life, and therefore they think they're healthy. They're being propped up by drugs. How is that healthy? We're going to see what most Americans are facing under the healthcare drug culture, so we're going to check this out. All right, so let's look at this. It's a bit of a health racket, if you will, because according to the Offices of Disease Prevention and Health Promotion, drug therapies help to improve health, they say, help to improve function and the quality of life in older patients. They stress that without drugs, adults would not live as long and claim that drug therapies extend life by 14.5%. It's estimated that in the United States, there are more than 46 million patients over the age of 65 taking more than one medication, and that projection is this is going to become 98 million by 2060. So the average U.S. adult, older adult, 65 years of age, pays about $500 a year out of pocket for their medicines. They usually have Medicaid or Medicare, but they pay $500. So that means the drug companies today make over $2.3 trillion on these medications, just on that $500 out of pocket, and will be more than $4.9 trillion by 2060. And this is just on the older ones. We're not even including insurance payments. All right, here is a quote from the Office of Disease. Oh, Frank's messaging me. Frank, I'm not going to mention that. he has his opinion about why the coronavirus is targeting males. Well, notice the age range, though, Frank, 30 to 50, that's when males are usually the most virile and strongest. They're taking out the warriors. That's what they're doing. Then you got children and females and old people. Yeah, you can control those. Well, getting back to my topic, Frank. Here's a quote from the Office of Disease Prevention and Health Promotion, January 2020. They say chronic conditions can lower quality of life for older adults and contribute to the leading causes of death. Well, let's look at their banking on illnesses here. So according to the health authorities, they're expecting older adults to become ill with chronic disease and multiple chronic diseases, such as cardiovascular diseases, cancer, chronic pulmonary diseases like COPD, the bronchitis, emphysema, asthma, stroke, diabetes, and Alzheimer's. And it is well established that heart attacks and cancer are the primary documented causes of death. And the third cause of death is, guess what, by modern medicine. Here's a quote from Dr. Perth Gotekheim. He is a Danish physician and author of the book Deadly Medicine and Organized Crime. He says patients follow their doctor's treatment plans and die while on drug therapy and or by doctor error. So he's saying medicine is the third leading cause of death after heart attacks and cancer. And then you got the government involved in healthcare because we got the Affordable Care Act, and it provides what is described as preventative services for older patients, described as cancer screenings and vaccines. That's what their preventative services are. So the screenings kind of go beyond just the blood and urine tests so that you can get a colonoscopy, a sigmoidoscopy, mammograms, DNA tests. Elkal computed tomographies, which is really a full body scan, and cervical pap tests or pap smears. So patients are told that these procedures can detect and prevent disease, and that is why so many people sign up for them. However, some of these screenings expose patients to radiation, toxic drugs, and risk, because a lot of times you have to be sedated for some of these procedures. Now, should a patient test positive, they're going to be put on toxic drugs to manage the symptoms or have surgery. So these are the only tools modern medicine is offering. So there's really no cure offered, and therefore it can't prevent disease, right? That's how you prevent disease. You don't get disease to begin with, or you get rid of it and cure it. So they're saying, well, early detection, but they still just have drugs for symptom management. They don't have a way to cure the disease. Well, let's look at signs of ill health, because there can be several indicators that your health is in jeopardy even while you're under a physician's care and taking medications. So illness and toxicity is a burden to the body, and it gives us signals. The body lets us know there is a problem, even if drugs have reduced some symptoms and have produced even side effects, new side effects. So if you have shortness of breath, low energy, fatigue, skin changes, vision changes, bowel function changes, insomnia, depression, mood changes, brain cognition declines, or loss of coordination or balance. These are indications, you know, something's out of whack, something's wrong. Now, let's put the finger on the pulse of health for a minute, because we want to go back to that National Health Interview Survey. And here is the overall findings of how the older adults, 65 to 74, are seeing themselves as quality of health or not. I also want to remind you that this age group is over 12% of the overall population in the United States, and it is taking about 34% of the prescription meds and 30% of the over-the-counter meds on the market. So just 12% of the market is taking a third of the medications. Think about that. So according to the survey, 82% see their health as excellent, even if they're on meds. 18% see their health as very good, good, or fair. Nobody sees their health as in peril or problem. The National Social Life Health and Aging Project at the University of Chicago found similar findings when they did some research. This is what people have, this is their perspective. They're overall healthy. They're fairly healthy, yet they're taking a bunch of drugs. Here is a quote from the American Association of Consultant Pharmacists. Adults 65 to 79 years of age take 15 prescriptions a year. Adults 80 to 84 years of age take 18 prescriptions a year. And then according to Dr. Perth Gotekheim, again, he says, doctors and pharmacists do not know the drug interactions and cannot know them, as it is impossible to know them all with all the different combinations and doses of drugs. The medical establishment simply does not know what will happen to patients on more than one medication. They don't know. Big question mark. They have no idea. Now, based on what some physicians who are kind of honest about the prescription drug culture and what they're saying, it is, they say, impossible for patients to feel excellent about their health while taking toxic drugs that cause side effects and metabolic changes in the body too numerous to count. Uh-huh. So doctors, when they see you and you say, hey, I'm feeling great, doc, and you're on five drugs, he gave you the prescription for them. In his mind, he's saying, all right, you think you feel good, huh? Well, all right. So this is 60% of older adult patients that are suffering from two or more chronic illnesses. And it's very common for patients to have heart disease with diabetes or high blood pressure and arthritis and possibly even kidney disease as well. And you guys are saying your health is excellent. Do you see a problem with this picture, Frank? Well, what are they thinking, right? Well, so it's very important to see how older adults with these health conditions, how they think about their health and their health status. So here's a good example. This is from Kaiser Health News, June 2019, who stated, many older adults think that good health means more than a lack of illness or disability. They see the components of health as vitality, emotional well-being, positive social relationships, being active, and overall satisfaction with life, while poor physical function plays less of an important role. So they kind of ignore that part, is what he means. That's a real eye-opener. So good health to them is not being denied how they are used to living and doing what they have always done, regardless of the seriousness of their health. So this means no lifestyle changes or restrictions, no activity or travel restrictions, and no or even few healthcare hoops they have to jump through. So the healthcare industry is really geared to this thinking, and they have done a really good job convincing patients that they shouldn't set their expectations too high and that drugs can manage their symptoms of disease, and they don't have to reevaluate their life to find the cause of the problem and make any changes. Now, according to Professor Ellen Eidler of Emory University in Atlanta, Georgia, this is called self-rated health. You ever hear that term, Frank? Self-rated health. Well, according to her, she says at some point, older adults feel merely surviving can be interpreted as a sign of good health. This isn't the case for younger adults who measure their health against the ideal standard that there shouldn't be anything wrong with me. End of quote. Now, Jason Schnichter, professor of sociology at University of Pennsylvania, says this: older adults are taught to expect some deterioration in their health and therefore are not alarmed when it occurs. Some disabled patients in their 80s feel that as long as you can say all is well, they feel good about their health. As long as you can say all is well. Disabled patients. Jason goes on to say, self-rated health in older adults is a sign of denial or lack of objectivity. I think I agree. He says the denial can help, though, patients keep their spirits high. So it keeps a positive perspective. I guess that's a benefit, but really not having that clear objective of what's really happening. So it's, and then there's some things that are hard to detect, because researchers at Tel Aviv University found that older adults may be very aware of their subtle body changes or increased pain or fatigue, but these can be difficult for physicians to detect. There is also the complexity of how multiple health conditions interact and affect each individual. This is something medical tests and screenings can't pick up. She goes on to say, quote, if a patient has, for example, diabetes, angina pain, osteoarthritis, how this affects patients individually can be hard to put your finger on. So people who feel healthy are more likely to be active and take better care of themselves, she says. She goes on to say, mental health becomes an even more important component of self-related health with age. This can affect how patients view their circumstances. End of quote. Well, that mental perspective is important, because your mental perspective about your health will not only influence your decisions for treatments, but it also affects if you're going to make any progress in improving your health. So changes have impact. And depending on those changes, it's going to determine if you improve health or not. So symptom management is not a cure. And our lifestyle is the strongest influence over our health. So objective lifestyle evaluation can show where negative influences lie. For example, you might have a stressful relationship with a spouse causing extreme nervous system stress and fatigue. This can lead to glandular and immune system overload, causing illnesses. And most physicians wouldn't have tests to identify the cause, just that you have symptoms and that you need to be put on drugs. Our lifestyle influences our genes, and therefore we hear heredity can be blamed for conditions, but we have influence over our genes with lifestyle changes. We all have that power. So you want to be selective. Before you embark on years of drug therapy causing side effects and maybe lots of risk, look into your options and the cause of your problem. So doctors may not know the cause of your problem, doesn't mean you can't find it. So there is no cure unless you can identify the cause. Now, I once knew a woman that had extreme sciatica pain. The pain medications didn't help her, actually made the problem worse, she said. She eventually came to find that her colon was not healthy, it was sluggish, and had a buildup of toxins that were leaching out of the colon and irritating the nerve that was close to the bowel. So she cleansed her bowel, changed her diet, her pain went away and never came back. Her decision led her to a risk-free cure instead of endless pain medication and possibly surgery. So cleansing and nourishing the body properly relieves a lot of toxic burden and restores function. So call the folks at Apothecary Herbs to learn how you can use organic whole food herbal formulas to cleanse and nourish your way to better health. Your perspective on health and quality of life will never be the same. Give them a call, Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. Of course, the web address is thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless because it puts the power back in your hands. Of course, they have a free product catalog that you can ask for. Just call that toll-free number. They have a catalog hotline. You can leave your information. Or you could go on their website and request one for free there at thepowerherbs.com and be empowered. So if you're on the website, if you do have access to the internet, do sign up for their free online newsletters packed full of lots of health information you're not going to hear anywhere else. You can go to thepowerherbs.com, click on the books and newsletters tab, and you can sign up for free. No subscription. They have two newsletters. One is the American Survival. It goes out on Tuesday. And then they have the Health Quest that goes out on Friday. So you can sign up for both if you want. And they're opt-in or opt-out, anything you want to do with that. But definitely sign up. You can share that information with family and friends. Again, that's information that you're not going to get usually anywhere else. So thepowerherbs.com. Of course, that newsletter is only delivered by email. So I'm sorry we don't print them out and mail them through the snail mail. You have to have an email address in order to subscribe. So do so today and be empowered. All right. You know, Valentine's Day is coming up, Frank. Do you celebrate Valentine's, Frank? Do you get all romantic and mushy? Somehow I doubt it. I don't think so. Frank's not the candy and flowers kind of guy. He's, I don't know. What do you do for, do you do anything for Valentine's, Frank? Oh, do you not take somebody to dinner or cook for them or do something sweet? I bet you do. You just don't want to say. Well, Valentine's Day is coming up, and the folks at Apothecary Herbs, I just got word, they're going to have some sort of special. So look for that. I think they're going to announce that tomorrow. So if you've been looking to stock up on your immune boosters, especially pandemic kits with the coronavirus on the loose, cleanses, herbs for pets, anything that you see there on their website or in the catalog, you can do so with their Valentine's Day sale that's coming up real soon. So be advised. Check their website or you can listen to the show because we'll be announcing that as well here on Herb Talk real, real soon. Valentine's Day. That's the last sugar holiday of the season, really. That's when usually after that holiday goes by. That's when you usually see the flu kind of dissipate, cold and flu dissipate, because sugar lowers immune system. People don't have resistance. So that's the part you know, thepowerherbs.com, and you get your resistance there. I can see by the clock we're going to take a break, but on the other side, more health news. Be right back.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
$22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it.
Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money-back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Our prescription for good health? Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson. No insurance card required.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
And we're back here on Herb Talk, and we're going to be talking about herbal alchemy. Beware of herbal alchemy. Can you say that three times fast, Frank? Oh, by the way, Frank said during the break that he pays the electric bill for Valentine's Day. Isn't he great? Mm. Well, there's a big marketing push in the herbal supplement market. They're pushing products made with a process called spergetic, and this is a process being described as superior to a homeopathic process, and also superior to that longtime standard of simple herbal extract tinctures being naturally aged. So they've got this new process. So what is spergeric? What is that process? Well, many people have not even heard of it. And they're kind of curious as to this new way of making supplements, and is it better? What's so great about it? Well, if one does a little digging, you can uncover what the marketing gurus are up to in the supplement area. So savvy consumers won't fall for the hype because they know that spergeric processing does not make a superior supplement. So let's check this out. Well, it's a new name for an old process, basically. Spergeric is a term used to describe an ancient process known as alchemy. So, and the ancient alchemists developed a process to transmutate base metals, minerals, and other nutrients, and the process included mythology and lots of magic. So overall, alchemy differs somewhat from modern scientific chemistry of today, but it is said that they have launched modern chemistry from the alchemy's basic laboratory techniques, and some of them are still being used today, we're told. Interesting. So what alchemy did, it contributed in science, they contributed theory, hypothesis, terminology, and experimentation. So alchemy did not discover the periodic table, didn't discover the theory of mass, or any real understanding of chemical elements. In the ancient world, the alchemists would take common metals like gold and create a panacea with it. Trying to understand modern alchemy is kind of a challenge. Western alchemy is a combination of Greek philosophy with Egyptian and Mesopotamian technology. I know, it's kind of creepy and weird. Here is a quote from H.J. Shepard, chemistry historian. He's also the author of The History of Alchemy and Chemistry. And this is what he says. Alchemy is the art of liberating parts of the cosmos from temporal existence and achieving perfection, which for metals is gold and for man is longevity or immortality and redemption. So material perfection was sought through the action of the preparations such as the philosopher's stone for metals, elixirs of life, while spiritual emollients were resulted from some form of inner revelation or other enlightenment. So this is, end of quote. So this is what this guy is writing about. I know some people are like, what, saying what? They're wrinkling their nose and saying, what did she just say? Well, let's go way back. Alchemy can be traced back to ancient Babylon, the Babylonian Empire. Alchemy has roots in the Arab nations. So the word alchemy has been borrowed from the Old French alchemy, which was taken from the medieval Latin alchemia, which was borrowed from the Arabic alchemia. So the Arabic word was borrowed from the late Greek chemia, which means black magic. So the Greek term chemia refers to a mixture referring to pharmakia. There's the word. Pharmakia. Where does that word sound familiar, Frank? Pharmacy, doesn't it? Yeah. So the Greek name was derived from the Egyptian chem, which means black earth and not red desert sand. So alchemy was in its original for several thousands of years involving three continents, Asia, Islamic nations, and Europe. So the 9th century, Chinese alchemists made gunpowder by accident when they were trying to make a potion for eternal life. Well, you talk about the opposite. They found something that blows up, that ends life. Oh, my goodness. Now, alchemy has influenced modern medicine and is used in standardized healthcare endorsed by the AMA today. And you're probably saying, no, they don't. Oh, well, you ask any doctor. They're going to tell you, no, we don't do alchemy. That's kind of some sort of ancient creepy thing. They used witchcraft and stuff. Well, metals in drugs and vaccines like mercury and in dentistry are standard practice, aren't they? And that's exactly what was used in alchemy. Alchemy contributed to the process of separating or isolating compounds, such as in distillation, which is where you get your homeopathics from. Homeopathics are not the same as herbal medicine. Homeopathics are a distillation of the plant for the essence of the plant. It's not the full herbal chemistry of the plant. Personally, I think it has no benefit, no power. Now, their early concept on chemical reactions and elements did influence the shaping of modern chemistry. So alchemists were the first to extract metal from ore and make inorganic acids. Okay, some of the surviving papyrus reports on this from the Egyptian alchemists included recipes on making artificial gemstones. And we got artificial diamonds today, don't we? Hello. Mm-hmm. Now, they also were fabricating pearls in ancient Egypt and manufacturing imitation gold and silver. A lot of these things, down through history, they emptied a crypt in Egypt. They discovered some sort of tomb and they found jewelry that was colored glass. Many thousands of years before a man thought glass was invented. So things got invented, then they got lost in history, and they got reinvented again or discovered again. There's even people that say Noah and his sons knew metallurgy. They were making titanium nails for the ark. Now, in the 1600s, alchemy became overshadowed by the creation of scientific chemistry. And the chemistry of today kind of has its bones in alchemy, but has shed some of that mystic influence. So it is hard to say if alchemy will ever disappear, as it is often kept alive even in modern entertainment. You see it sometimes, witchcraft movies and spells and sorcery and things. Harry Potter would be an example of the character of the alchemist there, recipes of magnum opus, right? Now, with regard to medicine, it's clear that alchemy is essentially quackery, isn't it? Right? So the spiritic process, we were talking about, that product, when they're using the spiritic process to make a product, it goes through a process of disassembling the nutrients from the source in order to remove some elements and then reassemble them again, creating something different than what was made in nature. Okay. So in most cases, the process will extract the ash from the plant material. And this was a common process in medieval alchemy. And it was a process used to purify metals. It's also no surprise that the word spiritic is used interchangeably with the word alchemy in some texts. So, however, recently the term spargeric, has been reassigned to alternative and holistic forms of medicine, stating the name spargeric is the common name for plant tincture. So, boy, they're trying to pull the wool over our eyes, let me tell you. However, when it is used in this manner, it refers to a different process of removing the ash from the plant, cooking it at high temperatures, and adding back to the formula. So the process is really a thermal treatment of the minerals in the plant. The heat source used can be compared to a kiln or furnace known as, in the Latin for burn, calcination. So during this process, the metals are oxidized, and it was referred in alchemy as one of the 12 vital processes to transform a substance. Therefore, there are two ways to calcinate. You can do it by fire from wood, coal, or fuel, called actual calcination, or by corrosive chemicals, usually involving mercury, ammonia, salts, or sulfur, known as a potential calcination. So, maybe getting a little technical there, but so why use this process? Well, the original way to make herbal tinctures did not involve heat. So why is the spargeric process of cooking plant ingredients coming back? Well, it was theory that the extraction of the whole plant nutrition using just alcohol was not sufficient to capture all the minerals, and the calcination process was necessary as an extra step to burn plant material and add it back into it, thinking it would augment and increase potency. Well, it's a theory, though. They don't know. Remember that this spargeric process refers to separating plant material and recombining it after it's been chemically changed. The companies that manufacture advertising such products are going to tell consumers that their formulas are superior to the simple whole food tincture process. Now, it's a common process that the organic ingredients of the spargeric products will be fermented or distilled, cooked, and reblended to provide the essence of the plant nutrition. So this process can take 30 days to 6 months. This is an alchemy process which involved their three principles of salt, sulfur, and mercury, known as the alchemical trinity. To alchemists, salt represents the earth and a non-action fixed element. Mercury represents water and a fusibility to melt or flow. And sulfur is the fire element or inflammability. So the alchemist process is designed to clean away unwanted elements and produce this final potion. So the mindset behind alchemy and much of the modern medicine today is that man has a duty to evolve or complete what they feel God left unfinished. Yeah. Well, I encourage you always to research this stuff, everything that you are considering supplement-wise, therapy-wise. Do your homework first. Just don't jump in and assume people are knowing what they're doing. We assume too much in this culture of ours. You have to just really, really investigate. Consumers should use contact information on product labels to investigate. Now, when you call to ask, product control departments about their product, tell them you don't want the recipe. You just want to ask them, does their process involve heat, solvents, metals, anything like that? That way you can kind of weed out, the products that are not going to be in their pure chemistry like God intended. So herbs are very much heat and light sensitive. That's why they're in those dark amber glass jars. It protect them from light, and you want to keep them away from heat. You don't have to refrigerate. You just want to keep them in an environmentally controlled area. So you definitely don't want to cook herbs. Now a tea, I was just talking to someone the other day about an infusion, a tea. So obviously you have herbs and you pour hot water over the herbs and you let them sit. So they're not sitting on the heat. They're not cooking. They're steeping. And so what happens is that original burst of heat on the herbs releases their photonutrients, their oils, their components into the liquid. And so you get the nutrition in the liquid when you drink the tea. But this is the weakest form of extracting the nutrition from the plants. So tea is going to be your weakest. Then if you just use crushed or powdered herbs, they're going to be a bit more potent. the dried powdered crushed herbs. They're going to be a little bit. You got to be careful though on who powders herbs, because if they overdo it, they can burn them. The powdering machine can get really hot, a lot of friction. You can wind up burning or scorching the herbs. So you gotta have somebody who knows what they're doing there. And then your highest potency is going to be your aged concentrates or your tinctures. Now, again, you can start out with a great herb and the process can ruin it. So, at Apothecary Herbs, there's no heat. There's no cooking. There's no isolating of elements. Everything that's in the plant is going to be in the final product. So alcohol typically is a catalyst that will draw those vital nutrients out of the fiber of the plant and into the liquid. And usually it takes about 30 days for that to happen. So aged concentrates are going to be the most potent, cold pressed, no heat in the process, no forced extraction methods. Most companies don't bother to age. They use the forced extraction, which skips the aging process, and it creates a lot of heat and friction in the process, and you get a weaker formulation in the end. So the folks at Apothecary Herbs kind of still do it the old-fashioned way. They age everything like a winery and rotate batches and cold press, and this is why you get that professional strength vitality out of the plant. So thepowerherbs.com, give them a call, and they just know God's chemistry is perfect. You don't need to reinvent the wheel. And so they don't take anything away from that plant that God put there. So the chemistry is balanced. That's why they work so well. So give them a call at 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. That's toll-free in the United States and Canada. 866-229-3663. Thepowerherbs.com is the address. All right. We got a few minutes, and we're going to be talking about some things that can rob you of good health, okay? Just we're going to do little snippets here because we only got a few minutes left in the hour. One thing to remember, emotions can impact your health and rob you of health. So fear robs you of health. More importantly, it diminishes faith. Okay, so it weakens your faith. So Discovery.com had a list of universal fears of what people fear most, and they are terrorism, spiders, phobia of spiders, and also phobias of heights, as well as death, failure, war, crime, and violence. Also on the list was loneliness, being alone, nuclear war, and fear of the future. So people have a lot of fears and emotional, all our emotions are chemically expressed in the body, and that will impact our overall health and function. Some other uncommon fears were fears of being in public, fears of speaking in public, fear of the dentist, fear of water, fear of pain, fear of cancer, fear of snakes. Now, if you experience normal fear now and again, that's expected. But we're not talking about constant worry and fear, which really does rob your glands, you know, and hormones fluctuate, and immune system is taxed. So fear will preoccupy your mind, rob you of not only opportunities you're missing and disrupt your functions of your physical body, but it does corrupt, it undermines health overall. So fear is going to rob you of sleep. It's going to delay cell regeneration, lower your immune system function. It may even produce hypertension for you and deplete you of healthy enzymes. It also can destroy healthy gut floras or bacteria that promote good digestion. It also will reduce your energy, block vitamin absorption, and affect your mental clarity and a lot more. So fear is from the devil. Okay? Yeah. So definitely don't allow that in. You want to rebuke that in the name of Jesus Christ, see, and that'll go away. So drugs is on the list too, corrupts our health, prescription medications. Often lots of prescription drugs are prescribed for health problems. So people need to do your homework on that and the side effects and this and that and the interactions. Of course, all the interactions aren't known. So if you have like a phobia or anxiety or even a personality disorder and depression, you're going to be put on a lot of medications for that. And they're just going to try to suppress symptoms, but they're not going to get at the cause of why you were depressed or anxious in the first place. See? So got to get at that cause. We talked about that. Symptom management never cures anything. It makes things worse because you get – doctors don't tell patients. You get rebound effect on a lot of these drugs that, when you're on them long term. So if you're on sleep medicines or anti-anxiety drugs or depression drugs, after a while you get rebound effect where you have those conditions worse than when you started. The drugs quit working and now you have a worse problem. Now, if you're going to have fear, the beneficial kind of fear is fear of the Lord. It's the beginning of wisdom and knowledge and holy understanding. So if you're going to have fear, put it there. this fear refers to a lot of respect and love for the Lord, and you're acknowledging his wisdom and truth is perfect. So Proverbs 9:11 says, "For by me thy days shall be multiplied, and thy years of life shall be increased." Proverbs 29 says, "The fear of man brings a snare, but whosoever puts his trust in the Lord shall be safe." So the Bible has a lot to say about fear, and if you have unnecessary fear, you're told that to work on your faith, it'll strengthen you. And strengthen your faith by drawing near to the Lord and his word, and it'll dispose of all fear. Right? There you go. Also, other things that we do is that corrupt our system is we're not eating right foods. We're not eating the right foods, or we're getting foods that are not healthy. They're coated with pesticides and all kinds of chemicals. So our produce today, they discovered our produce is deficient compared to 1950. Our produce is now deficient in calcium, phosphorus, protein, riboflavin, iron, and vitamin C. 43 different vegetables and fruits had findings that the USDA published in the Journal of the American College of Nutrition from 1950 to 1999 decreased by about 40% in nutrition just in that short time. So it's our agricultural ways of growing produce and foods that have really undermined our health because the nutrition's not there. So go organic. You pay more, but, you know, you'll be healthier. And also, when you eat organic foods, nutrition, you know, it has a lot to do chemically in the system. So if your brain chemicals are off and you've got depression and stuff, eating healthier helps. Plus, if you get into the Word of God, God says that you stay close to me and I'll bless you with a sound mind. Yeah? So read the Word of God. Lots of wellness in there. So you have herbs too. The Lord says, use my herbs to hear service of man and the healing of the nation. God can't lie. So don't neglect to learn all you can about herbal medicines to preserve your health. And God will bless you. ThePowerHerbs.com, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. Put the power back in your hands, get educated, and be well. I'm out of time. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.